We're up to the 12th principle. Vayso the 12 imot haMashiach, the days of Mashiach. V'hu la'amin b'la'amit shiavo, and that is to believe or to validate truthfully to ourselves that He is going to come. Ve'en lomar shenitacher im itmameh hakelo. Don't say, "Oh, He's been so delayed." If He's being delayed, you keep waiting. Ve'en likva losman, and you're not working. Not supposed to set a time when he'll come, ולא לפרש את המקראות, nor to try and explain the verses, כדי להוציא מהן זמן בו, in order to derive, when is he coming? אמרו חכמים, our sages taught, תפוח דעתן של מחשבי קיצין. May the intellect of those who try to figure out the times explode. They're messing themselves and others up. You can't figure it out. And if you try, so then the Gemara gives a curse to those who try. ולאמין בו,
I don't know anything else, but
there's
something like the clock of the
Baba Salia
or something like that.
I don't know. You gotta ask people who say they know. I don't know.
Is it the Chofetz Chaim right? He thought that this would be the time Mashiach would come.
The Rambam gives a date, and Rav Sadia Gaon gives a date, and Rashi gives a date, and those dates passed. So what the Rambam writes here, when the Rambam says you're not even allowed to try and figure out from the Psukim, that's something which is interesting, because Rashi doesn't seem to agree with the Rambam on this. Rashi writes in Daniel, he says, Rav Sadia Gaon tried to figure out the Psukim, and his date passed. So obviously he was wrong. So I try to figure out the Psukim, and I say the date is, and Rashi gives us a date. And then he says, and if that date will pass, so you'll know I was wrong. And then you have to rehash it, sit down, and rework the Psukim all over again. See, what did the Navi mean? Because the Navi in Daniel is told by the angel, hide it. Don't let it be known when the Mashiach is coming. He writes what the angel told him, and the angel also said, but write it in a way that no one will be able to understand, so that the smartest will try and they won't get it right. So the smartest have tried. And the question is, did they or didn't they get it right? You know, Rashi seems to say black on white. If Mashiach didn't come, so you got to start again. It means they were wrong. The Maharal says, and that's the pshat that people like to say, that all the pshatim are right. Those are times when Mashiach could have come. But if we didn't do what we should have done, so then God says, okay, so now you'll have to find a new interpretation. Every prophecy has multiple interpretations. It's like hitting the snooze button in the morning. The alarm clock rang. The question is, did you get up or did you hit the snooze button? So these pshatim in the psukim, that's how the Maharal explains it. They're true, but we hit the snooze button. The Rambam in Igeret Teiman says that the reason Rav Sadia Gaon gave a date, even though technically you're not supposed to give a date, was because he saw the people were being persecuted so harshly that they wouldn't stand up to the persecution if they didn't have something to hold on to. So he said, better I give them something to hold on to, even though it's in transgression of this. But he said, at least I'll keep them within Judaism. Otherwise, they're going to lose it all. They're going to convert. So he taught them a pshat in the pasuk, which indicated the Mashiach was coming about 100 years later. He was just around the corner. He told them, don't mess up now, we're almost there. Sometimes that's what you have to tell someone. You know, a woman, when she's about to give birth, if you want to help her out, you tell her, that's it, one more push. You always got to tell her, you're almost there. So that's what Rav Sadia Gaon did. Then the Rambam goes on to give a date himself. And I guess we would explain the Rambam the way the Rambam explained Rav Sadia Gaon, that he was talking to the people of Yemen who were being tortured and forced to convert in mass, and he had to give him something to hold on to. So he himself says a few lines earlier, we must explain that Rav Sadia Gaon only did this because he saw the people weren't going to make it, if not that he gave him a date. And then he says, but I have a real tradition that it's going to be. And then he gives the date, and his date passed too. So people who read it simply say, you know, the Rambam had a tradition, that's why he dared say it. He wasn't saying his own thing. But I think that if you read between the lines, you see that the Rambam himself, like he says here and like he says there, you're not supposed to give a date, but he saw the people of Yemen, the Muslims were torturing them and killing them if they wouldn't convert, and he had to give them something to hold on to. So maybe that's why he gave a date. But at any rate, the Rambam tells us, Chazal cursed whoever tries to figure out the date. And part of this principle, says the Rambam, is v'la'amin bo min ha'gdula v'ahava and we're supposed to believe that he's going to come, the greatness that he's going to bring, the love that he's going to bring, and we pray for his coming in accordance to what the prophets taught us. Mi Moshe v'ad Malachi. From Moshe to Malachi, we're taught that he's coming. And whoever doubts that whether Mashiach's coming, or whoever derides the concept, is denying the Torah shevticha, because the Torah promises that Mashiach's coming. Befirush, explicitly the Torah promises it, beParshat Bilam, v'atem nitzavim, in the Parsha of Bilam, in the Parsha of Nitzavim, the Torah says he's coming. Oy, miyachia misumo kel, Bilam says. Wow, I can't wait to be there. Who's going to make it? And in Nitzavim, ומכלל היסוד הזה שאין מלך לישראל אלא מדוד ומזרע שלמה דווקא. And part of this principle, says the Rambam, that is that there's going to be no king in Israel other than from the Davidic dynasty and from Solomon specifically. Here, the Rambam might be giving us one of the reasons why there's zero validity to Christianity. Because we have on tradition that's going to be from David and Shlomo, and he didn't come from that. No one claims it. I mean, they claim he did? Okay. I don't know. There's a lot of things to say about that. Okay. וכל החולק בעניין המשפחה הזו, הרי זה כפר בשם ובדברי נביאב. And whoever argues on this, that's going to be from that family, is also going against Hashem's word and the word of his prophets, that it says clearly in the prophets that that's the way it's going to be. So that's the Rambam's 12th principle, that Mashiach's coming. And even if it's taken time, he's coming. And we don't have to give him a time. We have to know that he's coming, but also know that we don't know when, and he's going to be a descendant of David and Shlomo. So this leaves room again for things to wonder about. Was this principle around in Moshe Rabbeinu's time? The Torah says Mashiach's coming, so obviously the principle was, but the concept that it would be from David and Shlomo, that's not said overtly in the Torah, right? So the principle was modified based upon the words of a prophet. So it seems that, now this became a detail within that principle. The principle was there from Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it was modified. Was the principle around when the Torah was given initially? It's a good question. Nitzavim is given on the last day of Moshe's life. All 40 years in the desert, the Jews had 12 principles, and on the last day it became 13. How did that work? Or did they have a tradition, the way we say about most things, that the concept existed even before it was written in the Torah? The concept was written into the Torah in Parshas Nitzavim. But the concept that there would be a Mashiach, that concept was there already from the time the Torah was given. That's probably the more accurate way to understand it.
Where do we see in the Nitzavim that this concept?
Do we have a Chumash? Toda.
Don't we have a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu, he might have been the Mashiach? He would have led the Jewish people to Eretz Israel? Don't we have that idea?
It could have been, but it wasn't. So then it's delegated to someone else.
So maybe when the Jewish people left Egypt, they had this tradition. They would be redeemed and they would be a savior. And that was, they thought maybe it was going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, just like the Hebrew
Bar Kokhba,
and then maybe it was Chizkiyahu, he also was worthy, but they blew it somewhere along the line. All these people blew it somehow.
Right, you're saying it had the potential.
That's what we believe, don't we? Or is there other views?
No, I hear. I think what the Rambam might be referring to is Umal Hashem Lokeches Levavcha VeLevav Zarecha. That Hashem will circumcise our hearts to love Hashem. The psukim that Hashem says, Hashem will give us all these blessings.
That's the second paragraph that's talking about the Gula. I think it's
Yeah, so maybe that's because the pasuk refers to v'amar hador acharon, the later generation or the last generation is going to say, what happened? Why was there such destruction? So they're going to say, ah, God was upset at them, and that's why He kicked them out of the land of Israel. And then after all of that, Hashem says, you should know, Hashem will bring you back to the land of Israel. The concept of one person being a Mashiach, I don't know where the Rambam's taking that from. That there will be a return, that there will be Yemot HaMashiach, so that I see. The Rambam begins by referring to Yemot HaMashiach, the days of the Mashiach. In that, maybe that's these psukim, that there's one person who's going to be the Mashiach. I don't know.
Doesn't the Rambam say that even during the time, the time of Gula, there'll still be Mashiach will die, and there'll be the next person will come, and he'll be the Mashiach also.
I don't know.
Ramban that when he's challenged by the church, one of the debates, and so the challenger says the Jew converted to Christianity says that that's what the Rambam says. The Ramban says no, it doesn't, and the challenger can't find where it says it. And so Rav Sperling goes, Baruch Hashem, you didn't find it because it's in the Rambam, it's in the. The Mishnah. It's not in the Mishnah Torah. It's in another location. The Mashiach will. There'll be a Mashiach, and he'll die, and the next generation will be not so much Mashiach. But even in the times of the Mashiach, it'll still be there.
I don't know. I don't know where the Rambam says that. I don't know. The Rambam says. Ein ben olam hazeh limot haMashiach ela shibud machuyot. The Rambam says. He says that things will continue, olam kaminago noheg, which seems to mean that people will die. But I don't know that he overtly says what you're saying. I mean, he says, that's the Rambam in Yesodei Torah, the Rambam writes, the world will continue functioning as normal, only the Jews will have sovereignty and their position will be recognized. But I don't know. You know, there's Yemot HaMashiach and there's the Mashiach. I don't know how to explain all that. I don't know. Here the Rambam began by discussing Yemot HaMashiach, and then he discussed the Mashiach himself. No idea.
We'll find